Oh yeah, Aaron.
What up? Happy day.
Myself, Rachel Shaw. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel Shaw, with AR Workshop Garland Mobile Arts and Craft Workshop. I can't wait to hear all about some stuff that you've done. You shared with us a little bit that you've been in kind of the space of team events as well. Also catering to women all alike. Some men too, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure there's
absolutely.
Some men that like to do some arts and crafts. Well, we're just blessed to have you here today on our podcast. Thanks so much for joining. So you were just asking Aaron what the AR and the AR Workshop Garland stands for.
Well, I was thinking arts and craft. I was like, does she mean AC? But no, she said AR. So
well, when she first said I was a mobile workshop, I was thinking like you owned a bus or like an RV that pulled up. So maybe
that would be cool.
That would be cool.
No, we don't.
Like the guy at the Shark Club. He's a mobile hair barber guy.
I met someone today that does mobile oil changes. I was like,
that's cool.
That would be amazing. I just want to pull up to the meeting and be done.
Yeah. Did you get his card?
No, but he's going to sign up today.
That's cool, though.
He's going to sign up today. I was like, well, you better. But
yeah.
How cool is that? But I did know someone that did like the mobile teddy bears, and they had the bus.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking a bus, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my head, I was still thinking that, too. Y'all just
as soon as you said that, I was like, where's your bus?
Right.
No. Yeah, you should get one.
You should get a bus.
We should. But, you know, our projects range anywhere from like the $25 range up to $100 range. And
per person, right?
Yeah, per person. And like a majority of our projects are wood based. So like if you're going to do a porch sign or a tray.
She took workshop. Wood shop.
Well, so paint inside of a bus,
right?
Mm-hmm.
With kids,
that might be a little awkward.
Yeah, we would need a mobile nurse unit behind it. Yeah, that would be bad. So, what does AR stand for?
AR stands for Anders and Ruff. Those are the two women who have started this franchise. And let me tell you, they ooze creativity. It is just amazing. I will say 90% of the franchise is women-based.
Okay.
So all throughout the country, there are AR workshops. This team, this leadership team, is just brilliant. Whenever COVID had hit, they didn't even have DIY to goes, but they pivot, they made DIY to goes, and they just really try to help generate additional revenue for these franchises out here. I love it. Like every single thing is provided for us, our designs, our training, our videos, instruction videos, everything. So it isn't like I really have to think, oh my gosh, I need to do this design, then come over here and create it or anything. It's just all given to us. And it's a great company to be with. I can't speak enough about it.
How did you find it?
Actually, in 2017, I was laid off. I got caught up in the fourth rounds of layoffs at an oil and gas company. And never had the opportunity to stay at home and be like a stay-at-home mom. So my husband was like, babe, just stay at home. And we're in the process of remodeling. And my son was really into baseball. And, you know, I was teen mom, all this other stuff. So I was just on Pinterest, you know, looking for fun things to do.
I haven't been on Pinterest in a long time. Is that still a thing?
Yes.
I have not been on it.
I love Pinterest. Oh, yeah. It's a girl thing, I think.
It is.
It must be.
Well, you know, they even have conferences now. A Pinterest
conference. Pinterest conference? Mm-hmm. Actually, there was a male, I won't say his name, but he showed me his Pinterest stuff last week.
Like his account?
Yeah.
Like Feedpix.
It was Michael Nash. No, he was
I'm not shocked.
Different. Like he was like on my Pinterest and he was like, don't laugh at me for having a Pinterest. And I was like, why would I laugh? And he was like, because I'm a man that has Pinterest. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. I mean,
right.
I didn't know. But I think it is probably girl.
Right.
Women.
Yeah. Women. Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. But yes.
Yeah. No. So I saw a sign on there I want to make. Just started clicking links and it led me to AR Workshop Frisco, which is the first AR workshop here in the DFW area. Garland, which was the second, and then Dallas shortly came in after that.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea these existed. So yeah. I'm clicking on them right now. So I found AR Workshop. I Google searched it. The first thing that came up was wine and painting, wood sign.
Yes.
I love wine. So tell me, do you know, can you tell me about that? Oh, there's a whole calendar. Did you know that? Did you know anything about this before?
No.
I had no idea.
All I know is I met her at Master Networks. And first off, I know on this podcast you can't see her, but she is just adorable. Like, I just want to put her in my pocket. She has this cute little cute little dimple. And then when she stands up and speaks, I'm just like, she's so cute. I just wanted to put you in my pocket. You. So anyways, so I know people on the podcast can't see you, but she's adorable.
Well, yeah. And normally when you do go out to our website, you will see a calendar of events and you will be able to click on any one of those events, sign up, pick your project, and register for the class. But since we're mobile, you don't see that. Like, you'll go out to our website and just kind of see blank stuff, basically. And I know that that's a really bad thing for me to do. But, you know, I am working other avenues right now.
So what's, like, the smallest team that you would work with? So I guess I don't. So if I said I want to do the family-friendly wood and canvas workshop, I could say I have six people and I want to do it from 2 to 5. You can book it.
Right? You can book it, yes. But if you're doing that on a website like either Frisco or Dallas, you would actually be going into their location to do that.
Okay.
If you do it on mine, I am actually bringing all the supplies out to you. I'm bringing the wood, the stencils, the paints, the stains, anything and everything that it takes to complete your project by the end of the workshop.
Brian would do it.
Can you do it at, like, a location or, like, a house? Or, I mean, like, what if we wanted to, Cortino, be like, hey, we're going to be in this room. We can eat and drink here. And then, that's so awesome. Yeah. Or you could do it at someone's house. You could do it in this room.
Yeah, that would be really cool. And you mentioned how affordable it is, too. You said it was low or little, or the commitment is about $2,500 or $25 to start.
Uh-huh.
That's not bad.
No. I mean, it would depend on what you're doing.
I think we should
and
do
if
it.
Wine's included.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, you bring the wine. That would be no. Oh, okay, yeah. So, you'd be all about that.
I still have 16 bottles of that wine.
Did I save it for you?
Yeah, it's yes. We still.
Oh, I thought that was at Cortino.
No. Oh. You remember for the whiskey thing?
Oh yeah.
We still have a whole case of wine.
Oh good.
For that,
I don't drink, so I really just I'd come for the paint. Yeah. So there's that. And cheese. We could have a cheese tray.
We could have a cheese tray.
We
could
have it. We know people. Do you know?
Brittany Welsh.
Oh, Brittany. Yeah. So Brittany's one of our clients.
Uh-huh. Yep.
She came in and did the podcast. But yes, her charcuterie boards, Biba boards. And then she does those cookies too.
Yes.
We're going to get our faces on.
Yep. We're going to get our faces on the cookies.
Cool.
Although, yeah, she's so cool. Oh, y'all need to partner up too.
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all have already thought about that. Okay.
Man, she is a, she is a whirlwind of information. I mean, she just, and she is a go getter. I'm like, okay, you know, when I'm with her, but no. Right. Wealth of information.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You want the cheddar or the cheddar?
Cheddar or cheddar. We can make it cheddar. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
So she what's the coolest event that you've done maybe just recently or something?
Well, I think one of the coolest events that I've done was if we have repeat customers, like after your fifth time, you become a VIP. So we had a VIP that was hosting her birthday party at our workshop. And this was, she went over the top. She got paid for all her guest projects and brought in a masseuse, a fully staffed bar. And, I mean, we didn't leave the workshop until after 2 o'clock in the morning. It was just like a party all night long.
That sounds cool.
It was just so much fun. But, you know, and I love it. Like, my thing is, I love it when someone comes in and they're like, I'm not crafty at all. I suck at crafts. And I'm like, babe, by the time you leave here, you're going to leave with something that you love and that you did.
You're going to sell it on Etsy and make money because it's going to look so good.
Right.
eBay. You can put it on eBay and like people can bid on it.
You're calling all your friends.
Can you please bid on my artwork? It's
That's
supposed
cool.
to be a bowl of fruit, but
yeah.
So how, I mean, people must... The right audience must love, right, and be all excited about it. So where do you typically find, like, your most valuable resource of getting just customers interested, mm-hmm. right? So maybe it's a networking event. Maybe it's a social gathering. How would you describe that?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of our customers are referred, you know, because I really feel like, you know, whenever I say, hey, we're AR Workshop, a mobile arts and craft workshop, people are like, okay, like, what is that? They don't really understand it. But if there's that one person in that group or whatever that has done it, you know, they're able to share the excitement. Or sometimes when I go to networking, I'll take something. Like I take a chunky knit snake that we make, you know, just kind of giving them an idea of the different kind of products that we can do. So, yeah, I mean, I do feel that Master Networks has extremely changed my game. I love that it holds us accountable, you know, for the face-to-face, you know, things. I mean, because, you know, we were part of all the chambers, you know, out there towards Rock, Garland. We, you know, Rockwall, Rowlett, Richardson, you know, and
Garland.
Did you
do MetroCrest? That's a fun one.
No, never even heard of
it. It's Farmers Branch, like, area. Oh. It's like Farmers Branch, Addison. It's like three chambers in one. It's just, I mean, it's another chamber.
Yeah. Is it really fun or was that sarcasm?
No, it was fun at the time. Yeah, because it's three chambers.
Yeah,
In one.
Well, I also feel like it's different. It's different with Master Networks versus a chamber. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like with Garland Chamber specifically, they were more bringing in employees versus entrepreneurs. You know, I just feel like if you're networking, you know, to entrepreneurs, they understand more of your struggles. You know, social media struggles or, you know, ads or whatever. They understand that versus an employee for the city.
Right.
They don't really have that kind of lingo. So I do feel that there's different chambers that offer different things. And I feel that, you know, it's really important not to get stuck in a chamber just because they're within your city, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was in Farmers Branch Chamber.
I've never been to a chamber.
I mean, they're different. So Farmers Branch Chamber met at Luby's. Like the last standing Luby's at like 7 in the morning. So it was like your old traditional, like, yeah, we brought a box of donuts.
Right.
You know, and then like you said, it was like, oh, well, what do you do? It was like, oh, well, I'm an ambassador for the library, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So then that was kind of the experience I had. We'll call it that. Mm-hmm. But then I joined Frisco Chamber for a year and I went like three times ever. I was amazed at how much larger it was, but still the same effect in what you're describing. It's like, oh, you have all the cores, so like the realtor and the mortgage person or whatever. But then like the John that you meet, he's like, oh yeah, I work at such and such. I'm not the owner of such and such.
Right.
So I hear what you're describing.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of times in Master Networks, it's 90% the owner of the business. I think.
Right. I agree. So. But yeah, it's just a different realm, you know, but I do believe in the importance of like the women's groups within the chambers. So I sit on the women's committee in Richardson and I sat on the women's committee for Garland. I just recently bowed out of that, but, and I'm also a member of the McKinney Chamber. And so I'm kind of waiting my time, you know, and before I jump on, you know, their women's committee, there's just, you know, different aspects to it. I love McKinney. I mean, we moved to McKinney in 2020 and that was, you know, COVID area and that we had the ice storm. And it was really, I mean, I really felt like I went through a state of depression with that because I moved from Plano and in my neighborhood, all my girlfriends were there. My church was right down the road. And, you know, like, during that ice storm, all my girlfriends like, hey, let's get together for wine, blah, blah, blah. And they're talking about crawling home, you know. And I'm like, oh, I miss y'all, you know. So I still haven't found, like, my people in my direct community. But I'm working on that, you know. I think that in order to find your people, you need to put yourself out there.
Oh, 100%.
You know, so I've gotten on the Homeowners Association, you know, social committee and, you know, just doing things like that. I'm actually diving into a little bit of politics this year. So I'm getting in with groups, you know, doing that. So I'm just loving my city. I am. So it's cool.
That's good.
I love downtown McKinney.
Yes.
It's such a cute little place.
It's fun. Have you been to Wine a Little in McKinney?
I have not. Where is that?
It's off like Stacy and 121. It's like right before you get into McKinney. It's technically in McKinney. It's cool.
If there's wine, he knows where it is.
I drink wine. Yeah. I'm a wine junkie.
Yeah. Well, we've been to Zin a couple of times.
Did you see the bottle of wine I had last night in my thing? It said Do Epic Shit on the bottle.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't notice. That was.
I don't know what brand it was. It just said it on the bottle. I got it from Tom Thumb.
I wish I could drink wine. Like, that'd be so fun.
They make They make alcoholic free.
Did you say unalcoholic?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's called non-alcoholic. You were still trying to think of what it was, were you?
Yeah.
They have wine that doesn't have alcohol. They do?
Yeah.
So that's just called calories?
I don't buy it. I drink.
You're like, what idiots would buy this?
Yeah.
That's me. It's me.
No. So where does that come from? Like, have you always been like that?
Oh, goodness. I don't drink at all, but wine specifically, I think I'm allergic to it. anytime I've had it, my face turns like purple and I just do not feel well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I still want to be invited to the wine stuff. Right. I promise y'all, I will act drunker than y'all are. Like, the energy shifts with people that do drink, and mm-hmm. I love to feed off of energy. We were just talking about this earlier, like introverts and extroverts. Like, I am an extrovert. So yeah. I recharge myself being around people, which is why, like, if there's a party, I'm usually there until the last person leaves, because I absorb all that.
Right.
And I love it. And most people, like, I had someone recently that was like, you drink? And I was like, no, I don't. And they were like, I saw you at the Halloween party.
Yes.
And I was
shit
like,
face, right? And they're like, you're like, I'm not.
I was like, no, really. And they were like, no, you were dancing. And I was like, there was a dance floor. Like, yeah. And they're like, you went out there sober? And I was like, yeah. Like, it doesn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So no, that's good.
So yeah. But yeah. Sometimes I feel like left out, because all these like moms and stuff, they like have wine stuff. Yeah. I can come for the cheese. Mm-hmm. I love cheese.
I'll invite
and
you.
Dessert.
Places.
Yeah. I mean, I have some friends that invite me every time they do their little bottle wine night at Cortino. Because uh-huh. I'm like totally in for the pizza and the tiramisu. Mm,
right. Yeah, you are.
Right. Yeah, I am. And the...
is there anything else you've tried over there?
What's the cheese I like?
The burrata.
The burrata is like heavenly. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, the burrata is good. Mm. But that is burrata. It'll taste that same way probably everywhere you go. Because it's basically the mozzarella ball on a thing. It's literally exactly the way you had it.
Well, it tastes better there with friends.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good.
With the bread, and they do mm-hmm. the little oil and mm-hmm. the balsamic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tear up the pizza there. I've had a pizza and a half.
Last time I went, I was not done with the pizza, but the pizza was done. Really? I was like, Alex, I only had one piece. He was like, oh, well, you may order another one. I was like, not for one piece. Mm-hmm.
So the last time I came, I ordered another one, and I told the ladies next to me, I go, hi, I'm not trying to be weird, but I want to order this pizza, but I don't want to waste it because I've already ordered one, right? I was like, I'm about to order a second one. You're welcome to have the other. So it finally came because they were all weirded, right, regardless. Right. So the pizza came, and
you
I was like,
by yourself?
I can't remember. No, I was with Cortino's.
Okay.
No. But the pizza came. No, I wasn't. I wasn't by myself. But anyway, the pizza came. And so I, like, didn't touch it. I was like, see, I won't touch it. Like, you can touch it first. You know, I was like, I'm not going to mess up your pizza. I was like, I promise.
And you gave him half of it?
Yeah, because it was going to go in the trash.
Was it happy hour, though?
Yeah, it was happy hour.
So they're half off.
Right.
Their pizzas are half off.
So that's why
I
ordered two. I was hungry. Those pizzas are good.
They're not been there. So good. It's such a pleasant place.
Yeah.
I'll have to take my husband. He is definitely a food snob.
Okay, well.
Have you been to Perry's next door?
No.
It's good, too. It's totally different, though.
I haven't been to Tomahawk Tuesday either.
No, not yet.
Not yet. We're getting there. We're getting there. Oh, my gosh. We're foodies.
Yeah.
For sure.
My husband as well.
Yeah. I love it.
What does he do?
He's in medical sales.
Awesome.
Medical device sales. Has an amazing product. Works with amazing doctors. And
I tried to sell bedpans. Didn't go well.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. You thought I was lying?
Yeah.
No,
sometimes
I did.
Sometimes I can't tell if he's kidding or serious. I'm like, who says that? I feel like he's done everything.
Yeah, I've tried
like
a lot of
anytime
things.
Someone says, I've done that, he's like, I've done medical sales. I sell bedpans.
You would appreciate this. So the bedpan had instead of the patient going into the bucket just by itself, there was a liner in the bucket that had a pad, like a diaper pad.
Oh, yeah.
So it would absorb the urine.
Then you don't have to worry about it splashing
anywhere.
Exactly.
And so then when the nurse was done with it, they would just pull the straps and then throw it away.
And it didn't do well. It's all about cost, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was expensive because it's disposable. So that was the hurdle. It's like, oh, well, then why don't we just wash the bedpan? So that was the rebuttal. It's like, well, here, how much does it cost? It didn't matter if it was a dollar. It was more money than just rinsing out the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't have to use those very often. We didn't need them.
Yeah.
So just saying.
What kind of nurse were you?
Labor and delivery nurse. Yeah.
This is so sweet.
Yeah. 10 years.
Gross.
They laugh at me every time because normally within 30 minutes of a podcast, I say the word vagina. So there's that. I said it because y'all made me.
Yeah.
But no, I loved it. It was great.
Awesome.
It's not for me.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways. Okay. So tell me. So Synergy Partners for you. Like, even, you know who we sat with at Cortino? Yvette.
Yvette.
Who does events.
I think I'm seeing her tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all will have to.
Yeah. You know Yvette?
I don't.
So she does events. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She'd be someone really, really great because people reach out to her all the time for events and then, you know,
awesome.
Planning that kind of stuff. And then there's someone that does like margarita machines and stuff like that. That'd probably be, there's probably a lot of, right. You just got to like get around.
So are you in all like the Facebook groups of like wedding planners and all those types of things?
Not for wedding planners, but like I'm in a lot of moms groups. Or
do you know the organization called ILEA?
No.
That's a fun group. It's the International Lighting, let's see. It's fire.
What is it? ILEA. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
International.
Here it is. Here it is. It's called, it's the International Live Events Association.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's, that's live fun. Event. That's fun.
Well, because I would think there would even be cool events for like, you do a baby shower mm-hmm. and you could do right. something so at that's, the shower.
Well, right. That's so that's the association. So it's not like just lighting per se, right? It's like a wedding. A wedding could say, you come in for the bachelorette party and they do the little thingy, right, the party right. thing, right? Yeah. So, like, have you ever done any
everybody
bachelorette parties?
Everybody yeah. paints of a course. Penis.
Everybody paints a penis, right?
Ours no? are a little, I guess, boring, but.
Do you have to keep it? Are there rules?
Well, the only rule is we cannot. We cannot do a stencil on anything that's been trademarked. So if it's a penis that's been trademarked, we
mine's
definitely cannot do that.
Oh, my gosh. Are there any penises that have been trademarked?
For copyrighting, yeah. So.
I don't think. No, you would just have to build it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I probably wouldn't yeah. paint that anyways. Like, nobody right, wants to see yeah. that kind of painting.
Right. No, but we do have themed
Aaron's
designs.
Aaron's laughing so hard that she's teary-eyed.
I'm like, how do I get here? I'm so sorry.
We're going to have to bury this episode in amongst other
people. She's like, I am not sharing this one because this is about me having a party. No. But there's so many cool things you could do.
Yeah.
But definitely. I would even, you know what would be cool is, I was trying to think, I went to a baby shower and mm-hmm. we did stencils with the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute. Yeah. But that would be so fun to do at a baby shower and everybody does one.
Right.
Right.
And then you get to give it to them.
Right, exactly.
And
so,
they get to
yeah.
use them.
Yeah, so we have baby shower themed designs. So like if someone wants to come in and do a growth chart, you know, for the kiddo getting, you know, big, or a tray, or, you know, any other sort of wood design or pillows, you know, like little throw pillows that they can do. And then give those to the mom to
yes.
be, you know. And we've actually done a couple of bridal showers, you know, with the same concept, you know, like they're moving into a new home. They want new decor for their home.
Cute.
So everyone comes in and they work on, you know, the different projects and just kind of, here you go.
That is yeah. so cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I love that.
Yeah, very
there's
fun.
Part in my brain's like, oh my gosh, you could do this, you could do that.
I really think anybody could use your service. I mean, business is looking to team build,
right?
And
I love the donation,
the
stuff.
Donation thing.
Like as a company, mm-hmm. I think that's really cool to be able to go in, especially in your community,
right?
And mm-hmm. be like, hey, the building the backpacks. That
yeah.
to
right.
me would just it would just be fun.
Yeah,
you could have wine, cheese, and backpacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or definitely. You could paint pictures and then drop them off at. I don't know, children's stuff or whatever. I love yeah. donating. I don't do enough of it. I've yeah. done some really cool stuff, but I don't do enough of it.
Yeah.
At all. Like we did the bear donation thing.
Yeah,
the first
I
year.
Love
that. Was
that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just a cool thing. It just makes you feel good.
Right. Well, and also think about gift giving. So you're going to a wedding. You know, you need a shower gift. Like we make Lazy Susans. Or, like, we work with a couple of realtors who hire us to make their closing gifts. So we make these 18-inch Lazy Susans. We gift wrap them, put a bow on them. They literally just deliver them at closing and say, here you go.
Okay, yeah. So not just parties.
Not just parties.
They no. can actually make the stuff and you can purchase it.
Right.
Right.
Okay, that's
right.
cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And so, yeah. I mean,
so
it's personalized.
Things.
Yeah. So many opportunities for this. You know, it's just about getting the word out and letting people see and feel, you know, some of the things we do. Because I think sometimes, you know, people's first reaction is like, arts and craft, no, I suck at it. You know, they just kind of
uh-huh.
turn that little thing off. But yeah, no, it's fun. And then also, we work with a lot of kids. Like, we do kids' camps. And I love working with kids. I mean, give me a kid versus, you know, a woman who is like on her fifth glass of wine, you know, who takes forever to like pick out her paint colors. Oh my gosh. I love you too. But, you know, kiddos, I mean, like they know what they want. They're like, I want this, this, this. And
they don't question their creativity.
Yeah, they don't question it. And they are all on board. I had a mother and daughter one time that were coming in to make chunky knit blankets. And her daughter, I mean, literally 11 years old, just whipped it out. And it was perfect. It was really, really cool. And her mom's over here going like, what do I do? But I mean, it is cool. And I think one of the biggest things that I love about working with kids, I love the fact that once they come in and they see what they can do, they're walking into places going, oh, I can so make that. You know, it's not like, mom, buy me this. It's like, mom, I can make that, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, you see their little brains working and it's just so exciting. So exciting to see them.
That sounds very cool.
It does.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for sharing with that. Rachel, tell us a little bit more about just how to get in touch with you, how to find you, if we're just interested in, you know, booking a face-to-face or getting in touch with you regarding your arts projects. What's the best way to do that?
Well, the best way really is to shoot us an email. That would be garland@arworkshop.com, and that's a G-A-R-L-A-N-D for those that don't know, @arworkshop.com. Or you can give us a shout, and that would be at 972-532-0158. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. That would be AR Workshop Garland on all three of those.
I still like your idea of the penis little sculptures and painting
them. Oh, my gosh.
So they could do a paper, plaster of Paris.
A paper mache.
You bring penis? Everybody in, and then first they have to make it out of paper mache.
Oh, let's just do a pinata penis. At least you get candy out of it.
Yeah.
True.
You don't do any dirty parties or anything like that with your
friends? We haven't yet. I found my customers.
We could do the penis full of cheese, and then we could have cheese and wine.
Oh, gross.
I mean,
is it
against the rules? Is it against the rules?
It's not against the rules.
Yeah, as long as it's not trademarked.
Yeah.
What do you? How many events do you have this week, or do you have? Some, what's your favorite thing coming up? I guess
My favorite thing coming up is we are crafting at a retirement community.
Aww.
That'd be cool.
And it is so much fun, y'all. I want to live at this place when I get older. I mean, 4 o'clock rolls around, they are partying, they are socializing, bringing out the beer and the wine,
cool.
And they are just having a time. I love it.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
We should do it. Brian will love it.
I would love it.
Yeah.
We're mostly women. We're an all women sales team, basically.
Oh. Well, there you go.
And then Brian.
And you.
We could do it here in this office. How much space do you need? We could do it in here, right?
Right here. Yeah. Absolutely.
Six of us?
It's only $25 a person. Why would we do that?
I'm in. Penis, cheese, and wine?
Tell everyone. Thanks so much again. We'll talk to you next time.
Maybe like, oh, that Gucci, that's so exciting. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just to make the repeat.